Jacqueline, what a pleasure and what an honor. Thank you so much for...
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I have to tell you, you're going to have to hand walk me through this because, you know, I've interviewed a lot of quote-unquote stars, but you're an icon to me. I've followed your career since, oh my gosh, I was a young man. I'm just in awe of being able to talk with you, so thank you again.
Well, thank you.
You probably hear all this all the time, right? I mean, you've been in the...
No, I don't.
Well, you deserve it. I mean, you've played with every Hollywood star that I think ever walked back in the 60s and 70s. I mean, my gosh, Steve McQueen, working with John Huston and Paul Newman. And then this new movie, it seems to me, Lauren and Rose, is it almost semi-biographical in a sense?
No, not at all. I obviously am an actress. No, it's not at all semi-biographical. I don't have the bad reputation that my character has.
Ah, okay.
But I really enjoyed playing her.
Well,
but I have had, as you say, a long career, and I know a lot of people in the business, and I know the downfalls of the business. I know what the traps are. I know a lot of stuff about what goes wrong, and some of that I could relate to, you know, the downside of filmmaking. But that's where it ends.
Got it. I've only gotten to see the trailer, going to sit down and actually watch the rest of the film this weekend.
I hope you do. I really hope you do. Well, Kelly Blatz, who played my partner, was wonderful to work with. And of course, the whole thing works entirely because of the writer, Russell Brown, who directed it also. I mean, that is the key thing. I think, you know, listening to all the stuff about the strikes that are all going on and people not realizing the extent to which the writing is important. It is absolutely crucial. It comes before anything, in my opinion.
But then it also, you have to interpret. And the looks between you and Kelly, he seems so enamored and he's listening to every word you're saying while
he's
you're saying
it. He's a brilliant listener. He listens so well. It gave me so much freedom for him because he listens so well. Hmm. I listen to him too. But it's a kind of a mentoring that starts to happen in this story. Over a period of 6 years, we become incredibly close. And I get to really know him and love him. And it's not a physical love, but it's a very strong love that she feels for him.
Well, it seems like an amazing movie, and I'm so looking forward to this. Yeah, if I can take you back to a few years, and I know I don't have much time, so maybe one word or one sentence answers. If I can ask you about, I didn't realize this until I was rereading your bio, that you played with Frank Sinatra in The Detective, which I'm a big fan of that movie. What was it like working with Frank?
It was great. He was very kind and he was protective and called me the kid and treated me very well. I was frightened to work with him because it just seemed he was such the biggest star certainly I've ever worked with. His reputation was enormous. I mean, and he was one of my father's favorite singers. So I was completely thrilled to be working with a person who made my father happy.
that makes sense. All right. What about director John Huston? I mean, to me, he's like that ultimate, how did you even work with him?
Well, he was pretty awesome. He was a little bit scary. I always felt he was a dangerous man. He had his eyes, he would smile, but his eyes didn't necessarily light up. And I always felt when I first met him that this is a dangerous man. He was very bright, a little bit contemptuous, I think, of the world, also very warm and a very good director. But he was so unlike what one imagines a director to be. I mean, he had the sort of jacket with the pockets.
Right.
It looks a bit like a trench kind of thing. And he had a beard and a pipe. But he was quite old when I worked with him.
Yeah.
He wasn't very well. But he was awesome. And he certainly controlled that set. I mean, we were all a little bit in awe.
Was there any actor that you have ever worked with that you were intimidated with maybe early in your career?
Yeah, well, not particularly. I wasn't particularly into adoring actors. I didn't know enough about them. I didn't go to the cinema. I didn't have masses of people I wanted. I grew up we didn't have television. I didn't start seeing films till I was about 15. And then it was mostly foreign films, French and Italian films. Mm. I had nothing to really build on. So it was all very new when I came to Hollywood. I had no desire to come to Hollywood. Mm. I came to meet the studio people and then I fell in love with somebody. And I, 7 years later, I realized I was living in America and in Hollywood, but it wasn't my design.
Well, it just seems like it's such a glamorous lifestyle to us watching it, but you're living in it and you weren't
really
even enamored by it when you got it. But now, as you look back in your career, satisfied or never satisfied and still working? and still thriving to get better.
I'm a bit worried about the world in general and where everything's going, just generally. But I know I have been very lucky, and I'm very appreciative. But I'm glad I'm not only interested in that. I mean, I'm interested in a lot of bigger world than just Hollywood. And, you know, I'm not crazy about all the special effects and the violence and all that stuff, the sort of cartoon aspects of it. But I do think it's cinema and film is a wonderful medium.
Well, I love it that you said that, because like this movie, this is a throwback movie. There's actual drama. There is emotion. There's the glances, the looks. It takes me back to earlier Holiday. Instead of all of the special effects, the Star Wars and all of that, it just seems to have lost a lot with that.
Well, it's for a certain group, and some people are very happy about it. I don't particularly. I never bought into it. I like some of the early Star Wars stuff, but I just see it as for me, film is just a magic. Deep performances. I was enthralled by really good actors, but they were not action movies particularly, though I do enjoy action occasionally. I don't know what it is that pulls one in. I think I lived in a small town, and cinema, when I eventually went to see it, was like a revelation. Hmm. And some of the female actresses I watched were so magical, so enthralling, and so mysterious compared to anything I'd known, that it's a continuing journey. You know, there are certain actresses that just make you feel that life is on a different level. And I aspired to being maybe closer to those people rather than, I'm not very attracted to the sort of showing off aspect of the publicity and stuff. I'm a bit, not exactly shy, but I was shy, but I no longer consider myself shy. But I kind of like maybe a little more discreet.
All right. Well, Jacqueline, thank you so much. I think you've attained what you were just describing. So thank you so much. My pleasure meeting with you, and good luck in all you do in the future.
Thank you.